This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. North Korea says it has conducted another test at a satellite launch site to bolster its strategic nuclear deterrence. VOA's Bill Gallo has more from Seoul.
North Korea gave few details about its Saturday afternoon test, which occurred at a satellite launch facility. It's the same site where the North last week conducted what analysts say was a rocket engine test. North Korea appears to be preparing for a test of a long-range missile or satellite launch vehicle, both of which would likely use ballistic missile technology. North Korea has given the U.S. until the end of the year to drop what it says is its hostile policy. U.S. President Donald Trump has ignored the North Korean deadline. He's also slowly ramped up rhetoric against the North, recently referring to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un as Rocket Man. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
New Zealand divers searched contaminated waters near the volcanic White Island for two remaining bodies on Saturday. Reuters' Lauren Anthony reports.
New Zealand divers searched for two remaining bodies on Saturday near the site of a volcano eruption on the uninhabited White Island. The death toll from Monday's disaster has now risen to at least 15, and more than two dozen people are still hospitalized, most with extreme burns injuries. The remains of six people were successfully recovered on Friday after a military team in gas masks and hazmat suits landed on White Island. The White Island volcano is a popular tourist destination for day trippers. There has been criticism that tourists were allowed on the island at all, given signs of increasing tremor activity in the days before the eruption.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. A Congolese city at the center of the Ebola epidemic has again come under attack from rebels, leaving at least six people dead. The attack comes just days after Congo's military began stepping up its efforts to fight armed groups in the area. For news on the go, use the VOA mobile app. From Washington, this is VOA News.